Everyone could use a bit of help from time to time. But what happens when the help isn't so helpful? That's what the A-League is going through right now with the video assistant referee. Two incidents in weekend matches showing that perhaps the new system, where on-field referees are electronically alerted to possible mistakes and then can consult footage to see if a decision should be reversed, isn't all it was hoped to be. Firstly, Melbourne City's Osama Malik not only conceded a penalty, but was sent off due to a video assistant referee decision in his side's match against Perth Glory, many criticising the send-off decision as harsh. Even the coach who benefited from it, Perth's Kenny Lowe, says he's not a fan of the video assistant referee system.
I don't think it's clinical enough because you've got someone fallible on the pitch waiting for someone upstairs who's also fallible, so you've got double jeopardy. Seems a crazy thing to do. It's like getting married and then marrying another bird, not telling the first one. You're always going to be in trouble, aren't you? You know what I mean?
That's certainly one way of putting it. In the other incident, Brisbane's Avram Papadopoulos took nearly 4 minutes to be sent off by the video assistant referee after spitting at Sydney FC's Matt Simon. Even worse, Simon was also sent off for retaliating. Better news in women's football, with the Matildas completing a 2-0 clean sweep of their series against China with a 5-1 victory over the Chinese in Geelong. In rugby league, it will be Australia versus England in the World Cup final on Saturday night in Brisbane. Australia thumped Fiji 54-6 in their semi-final this past weekend, with winger Valentine Holmes scoring 6 tries. Australia has been dominant as expected in the tournament so far, but Australian forward Tyson Frizzell isn't writing off their big knockout stage wins over small island nations Samoa and Fiji as adequate preparation for the final showdown against the English.
Even though, scores have, blown out in the past couple of games. I think as a team we've been slowly progressing and, I think a step forward from the week before against Samoa, against Fiji was, quite well. We did quite well for us as a team after, probably not preparing so well through the week.
England beat Tonga controversially and narrowly in their semi-final 20-18. The curtain raiser for the men's final will be the women's final. That will be between Australia and New Zealand. Australia beating Canada 58-6 in their semi-final, whilst New Zealand defeated England 52-4 in the other semi-final. In rugby union, Australia has concluded its test calendar for the year with defeat to Scotland. Prop Sakope Kepu was sent off in the 53-24 defeat in Edinburgh, but Australian coach Michael Checker says that isn't the reason his side lost.
I think it was the story of the game. I thought we still could have won with 14, to be honest. I think we've worked really well about not making excuses for ourselves. And taking the hard road as we have all year, and that will come back and tell for us in the end for sure.
And in golf, a story for those who love the underdog. 22-year-old Cameron Davis has used a spectacular final round to win the Australian Open Golf Tournament in Sydney. Davis shot a 7-under par 64 in the final round to come from 6 shots adrift of the leader, superstar Jason Day at that, at the start of the final round to win the tournament. Davis has told Channel 7 of his joy at his triumph.
I've always loved coming out here and playing. I had a great tournament here in the Aussie Am a few years ago, so it was... I had a bit of confidence coming out here. I knew the golf course, but to play the way I did over these last 4 days, it was a little bit rough in the middle, but the way I started and the way I finished couldn't have been any better. It's definitely a dream come true, yeah.
Davis's victory is thought to be the most unexpected at the tournament since a teenaged Aaron Baddeley beat out Greg Norman all the way back in 1999.